Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2 раза. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
And finally, I would like to tell you about your exam on Monday. It's going to be a computer-based exam. You'll be using the computers in our computer room, so do not bring your own ones. You'll have to leave them on the reception desk anyway. You can keep your mobile phones on you, but remember that you mustn't use them for any purpose. If you do, your test will not be graded. No textbooks or notebooks, of course. All you should bring is your student card, a pen, and a bottle of water.
Text B. Hi, Dad. I've already arrived, but can see neither you nor Mum. There are so many people at the arrivals, it's easy to lose each other. So I'm waiting for you at the staircase, which is in the arrival lounge, to the right of the entrance to the terminal. I'm wearing a brand new blue coat bought from a Parisian shopping center. I'm awfully hungry and suggest going to our favorite cafe straight from the airport. That one in the city center where we celebrated my birthday. See you. Text C.
Look, there are so many people in the square.
It's just a book fair, but it's the first time we've had an event like this in our town. Except for the folk music festival last May.
Oh, it was wonderful, remember? People were singing and dancing for 2 days. Do you know anything about this fair?
I've heard it displays fiction, art books, business literature, and books for children. A few writers will be introducing their books. Ron Smith, an athlete, is going to present his book on the marathons he's taken part in.
Why not see it? Where can we buy the entrance tickets?
No need, it's free. Text D.
Leo, can I ask you a favor?
Sure, Anne. What's that?
I've got a pen friend from Germany. We communicate in English, but I want to send her a handmade birthday card in German.
Wow, I don't remember the last time I received a paper card. Probably never. And what do you want me to do? Print the card?
No. My German is not good enough for writing birthday wishes. Could you help me with it?
Okay, let's meet up in the design room after classes. It'll take a few minutes to write the wishes.
Thanks.
Are you planning to send her just a card or a present too?
A special souvenir. I bought it long ago.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
And finally, I would like to tell you about your exam on Monday. It's going to be a computer-based exam. You'll be using the computers in our computer room, so do not bring your own ones. You'll have to leave them on the reception desk anyway. You can keep your mobile phones on you, but remember that you mustn't use them for any purpose. If you do, your test will not be graded. No textbooks or notebooks, of course. All you should bring is your student card, a pen, and a bottle of water.
Text B. Hi, Dad. I've already arrived, but can see neither you nor Mum. There are so many people at the arrivals, it's easy to lose each other. So I'm waiting for you at the staircase, which is in the arrival lounge, to the right of the entrance to the terminal. I'm wearing a brand new blue coat, bought from a Parisian shopping center. I'm awfully hungry, and suggest going to our favorite cafe straight from the airport. That one in the city center, where we celebrated my birthday. See you. Text C.
Look, there are so many people in the square.
It's just a book fair, but it's the first time we've had an event like this in our town, except for the folk music festival last May.
Oh, it was wonderful, remember? People were singing and dancing for 2 days. Do you know anything about this fair?
I've heard it displays fiction, art books, business literature, and books for children. A few writers will be introducing their books. Ron Smith, an athlete, is going to present his book on the marathons he's taken part in.
Why not see it? Where can we buy the entrance tickets?
No need, it's free. Text D.
Leo, can I ask you a favor?
Sure, Anne. What's that?
I've got a pen friend from Germany. We communicate in English, but I want to send her a handmade birthday card in German.
Wow, I don't remember the last time I received a paper card. Probably never. And what do you want me to do? Print the card?
No, my German is not good enough for writing birthday wishes. Could you help me with it?
Okay, let's meet up in the design room after classes. It'll take a few minutes to write the wishes.
Thanks.
Are you planning to send her just a card or a present too?
A special souvenir. I bought it long ago.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about ecological problems. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
In my school grounds, littering has become a real problem. Papers, wrappers, cans, and all sorts of rubbish were everywhere. Our head teacher has reacted by stopping after-school activities for all students. I don't think that it's right. I feel that the students who have nothing to do with the problem should not suffer. Why should I be responsible for someone else's actions? Only those who leave rubbish on school grounds should be punished, not every single student.
Speaker B.
It's a fact that in my school, most students don't know that littering on school grounds is harming the planet. I feel the school should explain to them that littering is very bad for the environment. There could be some reports and programs on the school radio station, as well as articles on the school's student blog. If the students know what rubbish does to the planet, I'm sure they'll stop littering. They'll know how harmful it is for nature. Speaker C.
It all started last week. Our teacher explained to us it's a new program to promote a healthy environment. It's called Litter-Free Lunches. The idea is to develop a different attitude to lunchboxes. We should all start using reusable containers, such as plastic food containers and water bottles instead of paper cups. It's an effort to reduce the amount of litter in our school. We're wondering if it will work. It's also new and unusual to us. We'll have to get used to it.
Speaker D. People all over the world understand how much harm litter does to the planet. However, in my town, things are very different. The citizens don't even notice that they are littering. Everywhere I walk, there is trash on the side of the road, in the streets. There are cardboard boxes, used cups, and plastic bags. I feel very sad that nobody is trying to do anything about it. I believe young people should join together and do something to save our town, as everyone is in charge of our planet's future. I'm sure we are able to do it. Speaker E.
People who litter streets, parks, and playgrounds demonstrate their disrespect for other people. I believe they should be punished for this, and the punishment should be serious. For example, if someone throws plastic cups or biscuit wrappers or whatever on the ground, they should pay a fine for it. Alternatively, they should be made to do some cleaning. I'm sure that when this is done, the situation will improve.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about ecological problems. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
In my school grounds, littering has become a real problem. Papers, wrappers, cans, and all sorts of rubbish were everywhere. Our head teacher has reacted by stopping after-school activities for all students. I don't think that it's right. I feel that the students who have nothing to do with the problem should not suffer. Why should I be responsible for someone else's actions? Only those who leave rubbish on school grounds should be punished, not every single student.
Speaker B. It's a fact that in my school, most students don't know that littering on school grounds is harming the planet. I feel the school should explain to them that littering is very bad for the environment. There could be some reports and programs on the school radio station, as well as articles on the school's student blog. If the students know what rubbish does to the planet, I'm sure they'll stop littering. They'll know how harmful it is for nature. Speaker C.
It all started last week. Our teacher explained to us it's a new program to promote a healthy environment. It's called Litter-Free Lunches. The idea is to develop a different attitude to lunchboxes. We should all start using reusable containers, such as plastic food containers and water bottles instead of paper cups. It's an effort to reduce the amount of litter in our school. We're wondering if it will work. It's also new and unusual to us. We'll have to get used to it.
Speaker D.
People all over the world understand how much harm litter does to the planet. However, in my town, things are very different. The citizens don't even notice that they are littering. Everywhere I walk, there is trash on the side of the road, in the streets. There are cardboard boxes, used cups, and plastic bags. I feel very sad that nobody is trying to do anything about it. I believe young people should join together and do something to save our town, as everyone is in charge of our planet's future. I'm sure we are able to do it. Speaker E.
People who litter streets, parks, and playgrounds demonstrate their disrespect for other people. I believe they should be punished for this, and the punishment should be serious. For example, if someone throws plastic cups or biscuit wrappers or whatever on the ground, they should pay a fine for it. Alternatively, they should be made to do some cleaning. I'm sure that when this is done, the situation will improve.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
I'm glad you found some time to talk to me. The survey won't take you long, I promise.
Fine.
The first question is about your job. What do you do for a living?
I'm a designer.
Designer. Sounds exciting. Do you use a computer for your work?
Of course I do. It's my essential tool.
Do you work online or offline? And how many hours do you spend online per week?
Well, we work mainly online, because we usually work on a project as a team. Designers, IT specialists, marketologists, all together. It's difficult to say the exact number of hours, but I think generally it's 30 hours per week.
I see. Approximately 30 hours. Right. And do you play any sport to keep fit?
Yes, it's absolutely necessary for me. An essential part of my daily routine. I like swimming, but I can't do it because there's no swimming pool nearby. So I play badminton. My neighbor likes badminton too. So we play almost every day, either in the park or in the sports center if the weather is not okay.
Right, thank you. And a question about your origin, if you don't mind. Where were you born?
In Greece. I still have lots of relatives there. Though my parents and two brothers live in Britain. We all often go to Greece for holidays, of course.
Yeah, Greece is the land of art, legends, and music. Do you like Greek country music, by the way?
No, not really. To tell you the truth, I prefer classical music to anything else. Mozart is my favorite composer. While I'm working, his music is playing softly in the background. It boosts my creativity.
Yeah. Lots of creative people like classical music. And do you have any pets at home? The question may sound a bit out of line, but...
No, no, it's okay. I've got an unconventional pet.
Which means it's neither a cat nor a dog.
Exactly. It's a rabbit. A small white rabbit, very fluffy and cute. It sleeps in its cage, but when it's awake, it takes walks all around the house.
Amazing. One more question, if you don't mind.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
I'm glad you found some time to talk to me. The survey won't take you long, I promise.
Fine.
The first question is about your job. What do you do for a living?
I'm a designer.
Designer. Sounds exciting. Do you use a computer for your work?
Of course I do. It's my essential tool.
Do you work online or offline? And how many hours do you spend online per week?
Well, we work mainly online, because we usually work on a project as a team. Designers, IT specialists, marketologists, all together. It's difficult to say the exact number of hours, but I think generally it's 30 hours per week.
I see. Approximately 30 hours. Right. And do you play any sport to keep fit?
Yes, it's absolutely necessary for me. An essential part of my daily routine. I like swimming, but I can't do it because there's no swimming pool nearby. So I play badminton. My neighbor likes badminton too. So we play almost every day, either in the park or in the sports center if the weather is not okay.
Right, thank you. And a question about your origin, if you don't mind. Where were you born?
In Greece. I still have lots of relatives there. Though my parents and two brothers live in Britain. We all often go to Greece for holidays, of course.
Yeah, Greece is the land of art, legends, and music. Do you like Greek country music, by the way?
No, not really. To tell you the truth, I prefer classical music to anything else. Mozart is my favorite composer. While I'm working, his music is playing softly in the background. It boosts my creativity.
Yeah. Lots of creative people like classical music. And do you have any pets at home? The question may sound a bit out of line, but...
No, it's okay. I've got an unconventional pet.
Which means it's neither a cat nor a dog.
Exactly. It's a rabbit. A small white rabbit, very fluffy and cute. It sleeps in its cage, but when it's awake, it takes walks all around the house.
Amazing! One more question, if you don't mind.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.